Let me move this stuff here for you. Snack break. Oh. Woo.
Snack break.
Tater biscuit. Oh yeah, it is America Day.
Happy America Day. Happy America Day.
Well, I forgot to turn the fans down on the last episode we recorded in the van, and it was like obnoxiously loud on the track. Professional audio production, folks. Professional podcast.
It's a nice day. Sorry we haven't done this in a while. It's been pretty crazy. Last week I had a wedding to go to.
You know what? Don't apologize to me, Tate. Why don't you apologize to the hardworking people of America at home who sit around waiting, just waiting, with bated breath for another episode of Snack Break with Dan and Tate, the anchor podcast that's recorded in my car somewhere in the parking lots of corporate America, to come on the air so they can have something to do on their break. Why don't you apologize to them?
My fellow Americans. It brings me great dishonor and displeasure to announce to you today that for the past week, there's only been
one snack break.
One.
Once a week.
One snook brook.
I won't have it.
For those of you seek comfort from your family, tell your wife and kids all about snack break and how much it means to you, and be close to your loved ones this Independence Day.
Furthermore, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not go silent without a fight. This is the day. Oh, I got the window roll on that one. This is the day we declare our Independence Day.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Hey, happy Independence Day, Tate.
That we can we talk about it in a...
Well, can we talk about how all of the...
heard?
Every jackass in America thinks it's cool to set off explosives until 1 in the morning for a week before and a week after 4th of July. Yeah, we can talk about that. Can we talk about why this is my least favorite holiday of all the holidays?
Sure.
And don't mistake it for the fact... See, people go, oh, he's un-American. No, I love this freaking country. I would not rather live anywhere.
Well, hold on.
I love America.
This is exactly
but you know what
I
hate? Stupid douchebags setting off freaking explosives and freaking my dogs out for 2 weeks.
That is true. It was also, it was going on pretty late last night.
Also, what? Why? What in the world?
I feel like it's getting earlier every year.
It does. Seems like it gets worse, or I'm just getting older and more crabby. But here's the thing that I don't understand. Why are we... I need to know how this started. We need to find a historian and bring them to the van. Unwillingly. Kidnap them with some chloroform.
Mm-hmm.
Time it. Mm-hmm. They wake up mid-podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And we just grill them. Because I need to know, why do we celebrate, like... It seems just like a weird way to celebrate. Like, yes, yeah, representation and independence. Let's simulate gunfire.
No, like, the most American thing that you can do is import a bunch of Chinese fireworks. And
No, I'm not even talking about the... That's true. That's good. I'm just talking about, like, in general, what is the whole idea behind it? Why are we simulating explosives and cannon fire and gunfire by means of celebrate? Like, isn't that weird? It's like, yay, people died. Woo.
Whoopee.
Let's pretend grandma just got shot by a bullet. Hooray, America. Like, that's weird, right? Like, I don't know. That's odd. I guess it would be costly if we all celebrated by going to the nearest body of water and dumping tea into it.
That would be weird as well. But I'd have
that would be
fun.
More festive.
That'd be more fun, yeah.
Yeah, that would be more fun. And you could even have, like, you could sell, like, sanitary pools in which to do it so that afterwards you do get to enjoy the tea with your friends.
Oh, yeah.
You could all right, we're going to start. Yeah, hell yeah.
But the tea party thingy already exists, right?
No, I don't know. We should start this.
Okay.
Next year, instead of fireworks, we're doing a giant inflatable pool full of
my gosh.
Flipping black tea. We could throw a little cinnamon in there. Hell yeah, cold brew.
Chai?
Let's go.
I'm so down for this.
I know. I feel like we just invented something great.
Okay.
Take that, America.
So we'll do that.
Okay.
Next year. Tune in next year at this time.
Yeah.
To see if we follow through and be disappointed. But what I want to talk about.
We'll have completely forgotten about it.
Because we haven't talked about it.
Okay.
We only talked about it through text message.
Okay.
So you and I both attended a church service, and I don't even want to get into the whole why on earth did that church service dedicate an entire church service to America?
Right.
When in the Constitution there seems to be something, and the whatever Bill of Rights seem to be something that talk about separation of church and state.
Actually, I don't believe that's in the
Bill of Rights
or the Constitution. I think it's just in the writings of some of the forefathers.
Is it okay?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's actually officially in any.
Okay. So besides
that's the least of my concern.
Besides that, also besides the theological nightmare that it was. Besides all that,
why would we? Besides that, that's the most important part. Is that Christianity doesn't have a nationality, and that I would not want to celebrate any flag being draped over my altar at church.
Right.
Period.
Right.
I don't care what flag it is.
I'm saying besides that because that's so obvious to us.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it obvious to the audience, though?
I don't know.
It might be important for our non-Christian listeners to understand
if
that.
If it's not obvious to you, just go to Babylon Bee and look at the three latest patriotic articles. Babylon Bee, was it .org or .com? BabylonBee.com.
I think they own all of them by now, but whatever. Yeah, Babylon Bee. Just type Babylon Bee into Google.
Go to Babylon Bee and look at their three patriotic articles, and you'll get the idea of what we're going, of what annoyed us this past
week. But anyway,
weekend.
So, okay.
There
so
was one comment.
Quick disclaimer.
There was one comment.
That's all I was going to say. Quick disclaimer. Like, we all thought it was, like, all of our group of friends all was like, that was, like, it was kind of, like, adorable, because you're like, okay, what do we respect? It's a small rural community, and, like, it's, you know, largely older folks, and, like, they're patriotic. Cool. Okay. Nobody was upset about it. But it was weird. It was like, just to see, like, an American flag, like, draped over the altar, you're just kind of like, as a Christian, you're like, yeah, maybe not. Maybe we don't do that next time. How about no?
Like, yeah. How about no?
How about no? Anyway, so that having been said, being put out there on the table, what were you wanting to discuss?
The comment that he made. He was telling a story of how he went to the museum, saw the Constitution.
Oh, no!
Hold on. Saw the Constitution in real life. He saw the Constitution in real life. And he was moved to tears.
And he wept.
Did he say wept?
I don't know.
Anyway, so he was moved to tears.
He made a strong implication that if you do not...
Well, yeah. He was like... Which I understand that's his emotions. Older people are a little bit more emotional about patriotism.
Sure.
Okay,
so... And understandably so, if you understand the history of this country.
They've been through more
wars, too. And more noble wars.
Yeah, that's true.
Arguably, but...
Yeah. Okay, so
I don't want to get into just war theory, but
he made this statement that I almost posted on subreddit gatekeeping. Are you familiar with that subreddit?
No, unfortunately.
Gatekeeping is like where you draw a line and you're like, this is what segregates this group from this group. You're not a real Nirvana fan unless ...
Okay.
So he said, I don't know how you can be a real American if, like I did, be moved to tears when you see the Constitution in person. And I had the thought. And the whole reason of the Constitution is that you are free to not weep and still be called an American. It's messed up.
Two things. One.
Which you said the comment earlier, like, oh, Daniel must not be a patriot because he doesn't like explosives. The whole reason of the Constitution is that you're free to not like explosives on Independence Day and still be called an American and a patriot.
Yeah, man. Give me a burger and a Smokey Joe.
No, I'm saying,
does anybody call
like,
hot dog a Smokey Joe?
Thai food. On Independence Day.
Oh, no, I don't think you can do that.
Oh, God. Don't troll me right now. I'm so pissed at so many things right now.
I want to say I appreciate the energy, okay? I do. I appreciate
the fire.
I appreciate the fire. I appreciate the passion. But I want to say two things. One, Pastor is a very nice man. Like, the nicest man ever.
He didn't mean
and
to.
And I don't think he intended to imply...
Doesn't matter.
It was there.
Doesn't
the implication
matter.
Was there, and we're still going to discuss it. But I just want to say, he did not intend to imply, like, you're not an American if you don't cry. It wasn't like that.
He was just saying...
He was very emboldened with his message. Which, like, okay, yeah, no. We'll all agree on that. And if he asked me, I would tell him to his face. I'd be like, yeah, I thought that whole service was inappropriate, bro. But you know what? I think you're a sweetie, and I like your hugs.
His comment is the epitome of the kinds of statements that people make all the time.
Well, okay, but anyway, beside that, two things. One, I forgot what I was going to say. Two,
I'm going to try to remember.
I'm going to try to stall for time and try to remember my great points because I forgot them both. Ooh, yeah. Mm.
Would you like a rhino?
Yeah.
Or
Wait, what
is that?
Huh?
A meerkat?
I don't know what that is. A bobcat? I want the rhino.
Or monkey.
I want the rhinoceros. I want the rhinoceros.
It's a very deformed looking monkey.
I want the rhinoceros.
It has no nose. Did you remember?
No, I didn't. Anyway, go ahead. I'll think of it. I'll remember what you were going to say. What did you say? You said that...
His statement is like what people make... They make those types of statements, gatekeeping statements, all the time. Specifically to American patriotism as well as like... well, they do it religiously all the time too.
I wanted to say to that guy, you're not a real Christian unless you see a crucifix and weep every damn time. You're really mad about this.
No. I'm mad that gatekeeping in general is made by people
who... What you're saying is that they miss the forest through the trees, or whatever the saying is. Well, that the better point there was not if you don't weep when you see the Constitution because it's such a beautiful document and it's so amazing, then you may not be American, which that is crazy to say. I don't think he meant that. I guarantee he got home and he was like, I probably shouldn't say that.
No, he didn't.
But anyway.
No, he did not.
I'm sure
no,
he did.
Not.
I'm sure he did.
He's completely not self-aware when he's up there.
But anyway, at any rate, I wanted to say that, like, the better point, you're right, is, guess what? This Constitution's so great that you should weep at it, in my opinion. But even if you don't, you're still just as much an American as I am. Boom!
That would have been great.
Boom!
That would have been...
Drop the mic.
That would have been like...
Yeah, dude. Right? No, I agree with you.
Say that again.
But I think if you don't... If you can watch one of the greatest films ever created about this country, National Treasure, starring one Nicolas Cage... Also, Sean Bean. Okay? And one of his best performances.
Rest in peace, Sean Bean.
Wait, what?
Okay, died.
Nuh-uh.
In the first season of Game of Thrones.
Oh, Jesus.
Spoilers. Spoilers.
You see, oh, no.
That was 8 years ago.
It's too late. Gatekeepers. That's all right. You're not a real Game of Thrones fan anyway, if you don't know that. but anyway, if you can watch National Treasure and you don't, and you don't weep, I question your patriotism.
Because
that's a beautiful film.
Exactly.
From start to finish. Every scene, each scene, more impactful than the next.
When he finally gets the girl and he's holding the Constitution, you're like, oh!
I know, dude. And then he's like, I know what we have to do. And you're like, don't you say it, Nicolas Cage, God damn it. And he's like, we have to steal the Declaration of Independence. It gets me every time, bro. It reaches out and touches my heart.
The insides. Touches my insides.
So, well, there you go. All right. So now we've reached the part of the episode where we have a little bit of dead air, and then I masterfully transition the show into talking about self-help motivation topics. Go ahead.
I just got a text message
All
on its own that said the word dumbing.
Yeah.
Dumbing. What is that?
It's what we're doing right now. So, I've always avoided Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
I think just because I'm a hipster deep down inside.
And when something's popular things?
Yes, when something's popular, I automatically and instinctually avoid it. I don't want to. I want to enjoy it like everyone else, but I can't somehow.
Okay.
But Tony Robbins was on Gary Vee.
Mm-hmm.
And he said some things.
I intentionally did not click that episode because Robbins was in it.
You should listen to it. It's one of the best things I've ever heard.
Okay.
Changed my life, Tate.
I'm sure it did.
At least for the last
5 minutes.
7 days or so.
7 days, okay.
We're on a good streak.
Okay.
But he had some, honestly though.
Four
he really,
more
he had some,
four more days.
He really had some really good things to say where I was just like, wow. I should maybe check this guy out more. So I did. I went and read some of his stuff. Well, I've been doing this thing. I guess you could call it, like, it's similar to meditation,
it's
maybe.
Mantras.
It's not mantras. No.
No, he does that thing.
No, well, he may do that.
With his breathing exercises.
That's it. It's the priming, yes. You're doing it wrong. It's the priming.
It's the other way around.
No, it's both.
Well, he changed it.
He did.
Because when I followed he's it, updating. When I was listening to him, he would
He's optimized
one,
it over
two,
time.
Three, four, one, two.
No, no,
three,
he's four, optimized
one,
it.
Two, three.
The changes
four,
have been
one,
made.
Two, three, four.
It's like priming breathing exercises 3.0.
Do it again?
It's just, you just breathe in and out of your nose fast. I'm not going to do it again. No, you're doing it out of your mouth.
Oh, out the nose?
Yeah, you do both. You can do it out of your mouth. You have freedom. You don't have to do it exactly like he does it. Do you feel psyched?
No.
Okay.
I feel stressed.
Wow. But anyway, he talked about priming on that episode, and I was right. Like, I don't know why. I don't know what came over me. I was just like, I'm going to try this.
Yeah.
It was just one of those curiosity things, like.
Yeah, he tries the back.
All right, snake oil salesman. I'll take you up on your challenge. Yeah, no, it's very, it's backed by
science.
But
you can always find a doctor that agrees with science.
Of course. But anyway, I've been doing the priming in the mornings for the past week. And call a placebo effect if you want.
Probably.
But I feel much better and much lower anxiety. And I feel like I'm staying on task better. It's weird, dude.
There's nothing wrong with placebo effects.
No, not at all. If it works, it works, right? Even if it's like, people are like, well, that's not real. And it's like, I mean, but the results are real. So who cares if it's real?
Yeah. Yeah. I was talking to the naysayer.
Okay.
There's a lot of naysayers in our audience. They all disagree with us.
I just know people sit around, they wait for updates on, you know, our mental health and how successful we're being.
I used to listen to him, and I listened to, like, he's got an entire, like, self-help audiobook thingy where he coaches you through 10 episodes or whatever, and I listened to all those. All the advice is great, but it can be summarized with Gary Vee's comments, which is, like, it's all binary. There's only two options.
I know, but I like that he explains it more fully. Right. I feel like Gary Vee sometimes just says, yeah, I do too. And that's why I've been like gravitating more towards Tony Robbins' content than Gary Vee's lately, because he will actually go, here's what you need to do. But then where Gary Vee stops and moves on to another topic, he's like, and here's why, and here's what science says about that, and here's a fun story about that, and here's a real story of a guy that did it, and here was his results. And it like it just helps you to get more fully like, okay, all right, okay,
let's do that.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So look it up, Tony Robbins priming. It's kind of mystical and magical. The audio that's out there right now is a little bit like late 90s, early 2000, like, you know, oral stimulation, like Zen yoga stuff going on. Like,
wrong word.
Like, oral, not oral.
Oh, because you said...
We're not going to go back. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Snack Break.
If you like the show, you can rate and review it on iTunes.
That helps us out. That actually would help us out a lot. It might be him. It could be like the greatest joke in the history of man. He's trying...